I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is time to celebrate our hunting and fishing heritage in West Virginia. And the big shindig that does just that is set for this weekend at Stonewall Jackson Lake, and you're invited. I'll tell you more about it coming up in a moment.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
This weekend is National Hunting and Fishing Day across the United States, and in West Virginia, we've really learned to put on the dog with the annual gathering at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park.
Most of the other states are doing something to celebrate their hunting and fishing heritage. The fourth Saturday has been declared nationally as a celebration, and we are, you know, strong with our hunting and fishing heritage, and we are actually the second largest National Hunting and Fishing Day in the nation, attracting over 20,000 people. We're only second to Illinois, and they've got a few more people to pull from, but we still have a strong hunting and fishing heritage here in West Virginia.
That's Scott Warner of the DNR, who says the roots of West Virginia's celebration go way back.
We've been doing this for about 30 years. This actually began when Rockefeller was governor, and he proclaimed the fourth weekend of September as the official National Hunting and Fishing Day weekend for West Virginia. And since that time, we've grown. Vendors have grown. More and more people happen to participate in the event. And it became so large in the late 90s, we had to move it to Stonewall.
Warner says whether you're 2 or 82, there's something you'll enjoy at this get-together.
We are designing this program as a fun family event. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get people to come in, get excited about the upcoming hunting season, or possibly get excited about fishing in West Virginia. We've developed activities throughout the weekend that kids or people of all sizes and ages can participate in.
Many of the old standard exhibitions that are crowd favorites will be back again this year, and a few new ones, like expert archer Byron Ferguson, a world-renowned longbow shooter. There will also be those coyote hunting seminars that always are a huge draw, and then something a little new if you're hungry.
Something new is that we've got culinary chefs. We're talking about some of the state's famous chefs that we got coming. For example, we've got one of the leading chefs there from Stonewall. They're going to be preparing gourmet dishes with wild game. I mean, it's kind of wild game cooking with a twist.
Now, the event goes on all day, both Saturday and Sunday, at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park in Lewis County. You take the Roanoke exit off I-79. Hope we'll see you there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.